Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we do love your Word. And we ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled The Truth About Anxiety and Depression. And we are going to the Word of God to find out what God has to say about anxiety and depression. We're going to the Word of God to get the truth about anxiety and depression, because the truth of God's Word will make us free. Now again, friend, this week on the broadcast, we're not looking at it from a worldly perspective. We're not looking at anxiety from a natural perspective. If you've come for that, you've come to the wrong place. We're looking at it from the perspective of God's Word. And so the people I'm talking to this week on the broadcast are the ones who have made the Word of God their final authority. I'm talking to people who have decided that I'm going to govern my life by this Word. I'm talking to people that have elevated the truth of this Word above everything else. And if that's you, then I'm talking to you. Now, this week on the broadcast, we're giving you seven truths about anxiety and depression from the Word of God. And the first truth we gave you on yesterday's broadcast was that God wants you free from anxiety and depression. That anxiety and depression are not His will for your life. And then the second truth that we gave you is that you can be free from anxiety and depression. It doesn't matter how long you've dealt with it, how long you've battled it, you can be free. The God we serve, the Almighty, all-powerful God, can make you completely free. Now, let's begin today's broadcast by going to the 121st Psalm. And I want to begin reading there in verse 1. And the psalmist said this, "I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord." I want to read that to you again. "I will lift my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help." That's where my help comes from. He went on to say, "My help comes from the Lord." Now, friend, here's the third truth about anxiety and depression. God is your answer. He is your deliverance. And He is where your help comes from. Friend, if you do get delivered from anxiety and depression, it'll be because the Lord did it. He is where your help comes from. And so we must make sure that we're looking to Him for our help. We must make sure that we're looking to Him for our deliverance from anxiety and depression, and that we don't get our eyes on someone else or something else. God is the source of our victory over anxiety and depression, and we must look to Him. We must keep our eyes on Him. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to God's Word to find out what He has to say about anxiety and depression. I'm looking to the Lord and I'm seeking Him for wisdom and I'm seeking Him in prayer about how to walk free from anxiety and depression. I have my eyes on Him because He is the only one that can deliver me from anxiety and depression. And so I'm looking to Him. I'm finding out what He has to say about these things. I'm going to Him for wisdom and direction about the steps that I need to take. Why? Because He's where my help comes from. You know, in Isaiah chapter 30, the people of God were in need of provision, and they were in need of protection. And in chapter 30 of verse 2 in the Easy to Read Bible, it says this, "The Lord said, they are going down to Egypt for help, but they did not ask me, Verse 5 says, they are depending on a nation that cannot help them. And so these people, God's people, they were in need of provision and protection, and they just decided, we're going to go down to Egypt for our provision and for our protection. And the Lord said, they didn't even ask me. They're not looking to me. Their eyes aren't on me. Their eyes are on Egypt, which is a type of the world. They were looking to the world for their provision, for their protection. They were depending on the world. They were depending on Egypt for their provision, for their protection, and they did not have their eyes on the Lord. And friend, when it comes to anxiety and depression, you have to be led by the Spirit of God about whatever you do. If you're going to go see a doctor or go see a counselor or take medication for it, you need to seek the Lord about everything you do. And you need to do whatever the Lord shows you to do. You need to be led by His Spirit in these things. But what you must not do is you must not get your eyes on anything or anyone else but the Lord. He is where your help comes from. And so we seek Him, we look to Him, we go to Him, and we do what He leads us to do, because He is where our victory comes from. He is where our help comes from. We must keep our eyes on Him. We go to God first. We go to His Word when it comes to these things. We face things in our lives. When we face things like anxiety or depression, we go to the Word. We go to God first. Why? Because He is our answer. He is our help. And we find out what the Word says, and we find out what God wants us to do, and then that's what we do where these things are concerned. We don't do things without seeking the Lord. We don't do things just because somebody said it's good, or it's a good idea, or this will help you. No, we seek the Lord, and we find out what He wants us to do, and we do that with everything in our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 that we live by the Word. Psalm 33:4 said, the Word of the Lord is right. And so, if you're battling these things in your life, friend, let me encourage you. Don't get your eyes on medication. Don't get your eyes on a doctor or on a counselor or on the medical society or on the health society. Don't get your eyes on those things. You keep your eyes on the Lord and you look to Him, because if you do get delivered, it's going to be Him doing it in your life. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go to a doctor. That doesn't mean you can't take medication. You do what the Lord leads you to do, but you keep your eyes on Him the whole way. He is your source, and He is where your victory is going to come from. And that is the third truth about anxiety and depression. God is your answer. God is the answer. He's where your help comes from. And if you do get delivered, and if you do get free from it, it'll be because God is the one who did it. Come on, friend. He is the one that helped you. Now, before we close today's broadcast, I want to give you the fourth truth about anxiety and depression, and it's this. The truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. I want to say it to you again. The truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. You know, in John 8:31, Jesus said this, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so a big key to being free and walking free from anxiety and depression is to get the truth of God's Word. The truth is a vital component of being free. You know, friend, God's Word is full of power. Hebrews 4:12 in the BBE says this, for the Word of God is living and full of power. His Word is full of power, and it can make you free from anxiety and depression. Now, Jesus said this. He said, if you continue in My Word, then you are My disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, the end of that thing was being free, but the beginning of that thing was continuing in the Word. You have to continue in the Word. You'll be His disciples. You'll know the truth. The truth will make you free. Where did that start? That started with continuing in the Word. Well, friend, to continue in the Word, you have to start with the Word. If you don't start with the Word, you can't continue in the Word. But when you start with the Word and then continue in the Word, continue to what? Continue to believe it, to hold on to it, to declare it over to your life, to act upon it. When you continue in the Word, you'll be His disciple, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so the truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. Truth is needed to get free from any oppressive thing. And where do we go to get the truth? Where do we find the truth? We find it in the Word of God. Jesus said this in John 17, 17. He said, Lord, sanctify them through your word. Your word is truth. And so, friend, when you and I do what we're doing this week on the broadcast, when we start with the Word, when we don't look for our answer in the world, but we look for our answers in the Word, when we start with the Word like that, we say, well, I'm battling these things. You know, I'm battling anxiety and depression, but I'm a believer. And so I need to go find out what God says about this. Well, He said in John 14, 27, He's given me His peace. He said in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6, He said that He wants me to have His peace that passes all understanding. Earlier on in that chapter, in verse 4, He told me to be glad always. In John 17, Jesus said He wanted His joy to be in me. And so now I'm starting with this Word, and I'm believing those words, and I'm decreeing those words over my life, and I'm acting on what the Word says. Friend, when we do that, the truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. This Word is alive. This Word is full of power. And it will make you free from anxiety and depression when you find out what it says, when you believe it, when you say it, when you act on it. This is how you get free from anxiety and depression. Psalm 119, verse 87 says this, they had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not your precepts. Unless your law had been my delights, I would have perished in my affliction. What do we see in those verses? The Word of God is holding him up. He said, I would have perished. I would have been defeated, but I held on to your word. I didn't forsake your precepts. I delighted in them, and the Word of God held him up. And friend, the Word of God will hold you up over anxiety, over depression, over sorrow, over fear. The truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. That's good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, friend, I want to give you the third and fourth truths again about anxiety and depression. And number three was this. The third truth about anxiety and depression is that God is your answer. He is where your help comes from. And if you do get delivered from anxiety and depression, it'll be because the Lord did it. And so we must keep our eyes on Him. Doesn't mean that you can't go to a doctor or take medication or go to a counselor. Doesn't mean you don't do those things or you can't do those things. You be led about all that stuff by the Spirit of God, and you do what the Lord shows you to do. But the whole time, you have your eyes on the Lord, and you're looking to Him because He is where your help comes from. You're not looking to medicine. You're not looking to a doctor. Doesn't mean you don't take medicine or go to a doctor. What it does mean is you don't look to them. You look to the Lord because He is where your help comes from. And then the fourth truth about anxiety and depression is this. The truth of God's Word will make you free from anxiety and depression. Friend, when you go to the Word and you believe the word and you declare the word over your life and you act on the word where anxiety and depression are concerned, the truth of God's word will make you free. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you so much for the truth of your word that is working in us this week on the broadcast and delivering us completely from anxiety and depression. And Lord, I just continue to release faith over everybody watching the broadcast, any of them that are dealing with anxiety and depression on any level. Lord, I declare over their lives that they are free from anxiety and depression. I speak victory over their lives and victory over anxiety and depression. And Lord, I thank you that as they receive the truth of your word, that they are heeding your truth, they are believing your word, they are acting upon your word, and they are getting free from anxiety and depression. And I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled The Truth About Anxiety and Depression. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.